we're encouraging everybody to turn out, but in particular, in actually, it's at the Nuri Dundalk border. We have farmers and hauliers who are actually doing a go slow. We're going to try and demonstrate what life will be like if the border returns and customs returns, to show people the inconvenience that will be caused to all our lives. At the other protests, we're really just looking for numbers of people to turn out and just to show their unhappiness with the potential impact that Brexit will have on our lives.
And this is an important day of action, as it's only weeks before Article 50 is implemented.
Well, absolutely, it's important. It's important that we demonstrate before Article 50 is implemented, so that we can try and encourage politicians, both north and south, in order to try and influence what happens when Article 50 is implemented. The big issue, of course, is that nobody really knows exactly what's going to happen, and it's better to have the influence now rather than when it's too late.
So you hope today to demonstrate delays that a hard border would cause?
Yes, absolutely. There's been great talk, and I suppose talk without people really understanding what's going on the macro level, but on the micro level of exactly what will happen to the communities who live around the border and the inconveniences it will cause. It's really what we want to demonstrate today and get people to understand that. Well, there are obviously huge concerns about the economy and things that when we have demonstrated against them, that really want to show that on the ground level, that people who live locally near the border, that we're the people who are going to be infected the most.